The Attorney General, Eric Holder, said a little while ago that there are only two kinds of companies in the United States. Those that have been hacked and know it, and those that have been hacked and don't know it. So here you have our top law enforcement officer putting us all on notice that you have been hacked. Now, there's a lot of information that corroborates that statement. Secret Service did a survey of companies that had been hacked and discovered that 3/4 of them didn't know they had been hacked until the government came knocking on their door. So for all the money they spend on IT, they weren't able to detect the attacks. The Poneman Institute then looked at how long these attacks had been going on before the companies were informed. And on average, companies had been hacked for 253 days before they realized they were hacked. I think what companies have to realize is while we're waiting for the cyber Pearl Harbor that may attack the nation and then become a national problem, companies have a problem every day. Companies are hacked. It's just a given. Whether or not you can detect it, it's happening. And what you are losing every day is intellectual property, research and development, business intelligence, and you're losing money because they actually come in and create accounts payable and send money offshore. If you're in any sort of international competition, you have governments who are hacking you. This isn't the 14-year-old boy who can't find a date on a Saturday night. This is the government of China. And they're coming in on behalf of Chinese industry and stealing any piece of information, however ephemeral the value of that information, and giving it to your competitors. We had one company that over the course of 8 years had spent $1.2 billion on R&D. All of that information was stolen by China on a Saturday afternoon. That is not atypical. That's typical.